In the fall of 2003, during the emotional debate over Wisconsin's gay marriage ban, Louisiana Minister Grant Storms gave a speech in Milwaukee comparing gay people to the Philistines. He suggested Christians should fight gays in the same way the biblical Israelites fought the Philistines, by crushing them. Soon after the speech, Action Wisconsin sent out a press release quoting Storms' speech and accusing him of advocating murder. Storms sued the group for defamation, but a circuit court judge ruled that suit was frivolous. Then an appeals court reversed that decision. Storms' attorney James Donahue told the Supreme Court if they overturn the appeals court decision, it will muzzle Christians who oppose gay rights.
No pastor in this city ever again can get up and preach any kind of allegory from the Bible about homosexuality. Because if that pastor does, what's going to happen is, if it's not Action Wisconsin, it'll be somebody else that'll sue him.
But the only lawsuit in question was filed against Action Wisconsin, and the group's attorney, Lester Pines, told the court there wouldn't have been a suit if Reverend Storms had responded to the press release by using the media to defend himself.
Speech should be met with speech. But when a lawyer representing a public figure decides to go to court and file a lawsuit instead of encouraging his client to respond with speech, he has an obligation to make sure that there is law on which that lawsuit is based.
Pines says Donahue did not do that, and he asked the Supreme Court to uphold the circuit court ruling that the lawsuit was frivolous. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.